Welcome to Off Dice and Myths, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast with a radio show twist. This is the Isle of Destiny, Season 2. This is Casey, your lore master, player, editor. I also play Nesrin.
Hello there, everyone. I'm Cameron, and I play Dazernan.
Ashley, and I play Sky.
My name is Evan, and I play Asin, son of Saoirse, warlock from the Highlands. Manwich from the Highlands. No, also a warlock. Wait, hold on.
All the things you just said are correct.
Yeah, I feel like those have become separate titles. You are both a warlock and a manwich. You may be the only man-witch in existence, but that's just because you're that special. And I am Ben, and I will be the variety of schizophrenic voices you hear today. Hopefully you don't hear them every day. If you hear me every day, then you have a problem.
Please
see. Or you're a very dedicated listener, and we appreciate you.
Either way, when we last left off our group of inept, intrepid people, little human beings, you had been exploring the Isle of Destiny a little bit more. As Maggie had begun setting off on a path, you each encountered little sidebars of your own. Dazernan, you were approached by the centaur-like Carabrimbros, who took you kind of hunting. You did the hunting. He really did a little bit more of some observing, and after...
It was a lot of chasing, followed by some quick hunting.
Those boars are tricky.
And centaurs are fast.
You did manage to successfully hunt the boar in the thick brambles of the forest, and had retrieved its hide, and kind of impressed Carabrimbros, if nothing else. Then, Sky, you had noticed in hindsight, fairly clear it matches the description of a pixie.
Mm-hmm.
It insisted that you follow it, and after following it for a while, it decided to pull a little sneaky on you there.
It was a dick.
It was a bit of a dick. And rather than being particularly helpful, actually directed you towards a pit. However, with your quick thinking, you were able to avoid falling into the pit. And you soon found yourself on the beach with your amulet pointing you towards... Who knows what you hoped in that moment? Because whatever it was, I doubt it was the manatee in... We called it a wig. It was really just kind of some old red seaweed. And then, not too terribly much further along the path, Nesrin, Maggie, and Osin encountered the Dagda. Was a very large figure, and in the conversation, it seems there's an implication that he seems to have played a role in the shaping of form of mortals, although nothing too explicit. He was kind of looking for some tips on wrestling with his wife, because she keeps beating him. She is extremely skilled in the wrestling fashion. But that did not mean that Nesrin was not able to learn quite a few things regarding not only the Dagda's past, but as well as some wrestling moves. That did leave Osin and Maggie free to enjoy sitting on a nice warm rock in the forest, in which Maggie did expand upon some of the runes specifically that Osin had been given.
I had a nice chat with Grandma. Opened my heart out, and I feel like I'll remember it again. Eventually.
We'll go ahead and pick up where we left everyone off. So we'll go ahead and jump over to Dazernan. You had just presented this hide to Carabrimbos, and he had expressed his contentment with your actions and seemed to be rather pleased with how you handled yourself. Afterwards, he would have kind of pointed you back in the direction of the path you had gone, and he would have told you that to make your way back along, and you will be seeing more of him very soon.
All right.
And, you did run quite a ways, and even with your sense, or your natural sense of direction, this place is a little confusing. I'm going to ask you to roll survival for me as you begin picking your way through the forest, bits and pieces of it seeming kind of familiar here and there.
That will be a 22.
So even though the path is reversed and flipped, you do a very good job of seeing the same landmarks you remember zipping by you earlier. And taking a little bit of a scenic route at one point, you do actually make your way back to the path. And lo and behold, it's about where you got left in the first place.
Where'd everyone else go?
It's a natural tracking mind.
Can I...
With where you came out on the path, you would know to the left had been the direction you had been coming from, and to the right was the direction you had been going before you were stopped by Caribou and Bros.
Well, we'll just keep going right. See if we can run into someone.
So you begin making your way down the path as we pop over to Sky, who you currently find yourself on the beach. Whoosh. Those are waves. Someone's probably going to add better waves at some point.
Whoosh.
I was going to say, everyone, just show me up with your wave sounds. Why don't
you? No, we're trying to help you here.
But yes, you currently stand on the beach, and it isn't like full-blown sand. While there is some sand present, it's mostly kind of this more gravelly kind of beach. You are, of course, able to pick out the spot from which you had originally exited the forest from, and what would you like to do in this situation?
I'm gonna find some cool rocks first.
All right, go ahead and roll for rocks.
One! My dice hate me. Mad at me for some reason.
You find one rock that in particular seems to catch your eye and be very interesting. It's smooth at some parts, but other parts of it are almost sharp and pointy, and as you pick it up to look at it better, out pops a little claw, nips your hand, and as you drop it, a little hermit crab pops out and begins trying to crawl away across the beach. He was not overly thrilled with his home being
picked up.
Yeah, as I imagine most people would. I'd be a little upset.
I'd be thrilled.
I mean, I don't know, you're sitting on your couch, you know, watching some good mythical morning or something.
And look out your window and you see that you're 500 feet off the floor.
Yeah, I'd be a little upset with that. I feel like I'm not going to put it back in the same place. But
no. Damn neighbors.
No cool rocks. Oh,
your quest for rocks was not quite as successful.
No quest for rocks. All right, I'm going to go back, but I'm going to try and watch where I'm going, because pixies.
All right, so go ahead and make a survival roll for me as you begin setting off. Are you kind of going down the same path you did before?
Or?
Okay, mostly retracing your steps here.
16.
All right, so it's not too terribly difficult. The forest hadn't been overly thick or anything like that as you had been coming through, and you pop out. It's, you know, about 50 feet further back down the path from whence you had came, but looking up ahead, you can see, oh, shiny rocks that had caught your attention before. About when you're popping out, that's about when Dzernan's made his way on the path.
Hi, right, Sky.
Have fun on your little adventure.
Yeah, really gives you a good cardio workout, chasing after a centaur. How'd you do? Where's everyone?
Everyone's on that way.
Oh, all right.
Start walking.
Yep.
As the two of them set off down the path to Nisrin, whom... So it'd be right after kind of wrapping up the sparring with the Dagda.
Well, that was quite enlightening.
Yeah, I feel like you went easy on me. I didn't even have to roll any dice.
I don't know why you'd have to do that for some wrestling, but sometimes, I mean, you got a frog in my throat after all.
Yeah, does it sound too good? Maybe you went easy on yourself.
Oh, maybe. But, well, you can take what you've learned and try it again if you'd like.
Yeah? If I win, will you tell me something?
Well, I hope I've been answering your questions elsewise, but if you had something specific,
I'd make
a bit of a wager.
Yeah, yeah, you've been answering my questions. I was just curious on why, and then she'll just tackle you.
Alright, so go ahead and this will be a grapple check, so it will be a contested strength check for Nesrin.
It's a 9 plus 3, 11. Thank you.
Wait, no, that's 12.
And did that include the grappling bonus you had gotten last time?
Oh, my grappling bonus. Oh yeah, that's a 13.
13, all right. Well, while your surprise definitely catches the Dagda on kind of the off foot, wrong foot? Off foot sounds wrong.
Counterfoot?
Counterfoot, sure. Why not? That sounds even wronger, but let's embrace it. Wronger. Despite catching him off guard, you really just kind of start crawling all over him, and you don't quite manage to pull off the move shown to you earlier. And he's going to try to reciprocate. So go ahead and roll again.
Heck yeah. Oh, that's worse. That's an 8.
As the dog kind of picks you off of, you had been kind of climbing over one of his shoulders. It kind of picks you and twists you around just a little bit. It's not necessarily uncomfortable, but you certainly do find yourself stuck where you are.
Well, now, I think I'm winning so far, but okay. I suppose you could try again if you wanted.
Yeah. I mean, my next option is to bite you, but I didn't feel like that was a nice thing, and we never specified if we were going to fight dirty or not.
Oh, well, all right, we're just going to put you down before you do that.
At least I'm honest.
He'll kind of set you down on the ground, and you're able to untangle yourself.
Oh, I didn't know I could bend that way.
Well, clay is very flexible, is it not?
Not when it dries.
Well, why in the world would you let it dry? You can't move it around then.
No, I was just going with your analogy. I don't really think I'm made out of clay.
You're not? As the Dagda looks very confused.
No, I don't think so. If anything, I think I'm made out of salt.
Well, salt's even less flexible.
That's what I'm saying. And I go for him again.
with a furrowed brow. We'll give you advantage this time. We've got him very off guard.
I'm not going to tackle him this time. I'm going to try and like grab his arm and bend it behind his back or something. Something fancy wrestling moves.
Advantage.
Oh, yeah, advantage. Yeah, thank you. Heck yeah. 22.
I'm going to put out there full Nelson.
Full Nelson? Yeah.
Yeah. Not half Nelson or anything like that.
No. We want a full Nelson. The illegal kind.
Oh.
Man, why does everyone like Nelson?
All right, everyone, please switch to incognito mode on your viewing platforms.
Oh, we all know your ISP tracks it anyway.
So yeah, I climb up in the middle of his back, and then as I go up, I'm going to grab his arms and with my arms and pull them back and use my in his back to pull him back.
You don't know what he got.
I know, but that's what I'm going for. Okay. You tell me if I get it or not.
Which between the surprise and Nesrin kind of carries her momentum, swinging on his arm. You manage to pull it off. You grab his arms and pull them on his back. And although he is still free to walk around, he is oddly kind of partially restrained. As, yes, you've got his arms in a firm lock. And if I've got his shoulders pinched, he's flexing out of it.
All right, you got me on that one. I'll give you that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wonder if a god's ticklish. And she'll let go and, like, just go in for a tickle.
Roll for tickle.
What's a 14?
Somewhere, Asin's ears perk up as he senses, aye, the tickle monster is back. It's nearby.
Discerning your monster hunter senses are picking up on a tickle monster nearby.
I would like to know its vulnerabilities and immunities if it has any.
None. It's unstoppable. Legend says it in of itself might be ticklish, but no one knows for sure. But yeah, well, good God. We'll roll how ticklish he is. He got a 1, so the dog is.
Yes.
Woo. The dog is extremely ticklish. You get the feeling that even though his wife may be pretty good at wrestling, it's not often he gets tickled, probably.
Oh, it's a shame.
A good relationship is built on tickling.
You heard it here first, though.
I'm sure there's some folklore about that somewhere. Yeah, the Dagda is reduced to almost a hitching mound of laughing. Just it's like a small hill almost. As he just collapses to the ground with this tickling.
Stop it, Mercy.
Oh, really? All right, this one, so take Mercy on a god. She'll stop. All right.
That's new. I've never had to encounter that before.
Oh, really?
Us you mortals really are a bit of an odd bunch. I'll give you credit for creativity, though.
Thanks.
Well, I suppose if that was your question, you have your answer, hopefully.
Ah, no. Darn it. That wasn't. I was just gonna ask why you made humans without magic.
Well, it never really occurred to me. After all, it was just kind of a side project. And, well, then one day I got bored and I went off into the forest for a bit. And when I came back, they'd done wandered off. And I figured, well, that is what it is.
Oh.
And bit surprised when they started popping up everywhere. Don't know, when you stop being made out of clay, as he kind of gives you a poke.
Well, don't poke. My cheeks are still sore from Maggie. Don't. No. Stop it.
Nesrin's red cheeks are just from always getting poked or pinched on the cheeks or something.
Or embarrassed.
It's not my complexion. Well, I suppose it kind of makes sense here. Creations, in their own way, take on a life of their own and go about that life of their own and do their own creating.
Yeah, I heard if you could create something with enough love, that it gets a soul of its own.
Well, I'd like to hope so. Put enough love into anything, surely something happens.
She starts laughing because she just remembered like two, five minutes ago. So 10 minutes ago, she had to explain to him what the birds and the bees were.
She still left it very open-ended. He just gives you a very confused look at your bemused chuckling.
He still has many questions.
Well, you seem to be finding something a bit funny, but...
Yeah, yeah. It's just put enough love into something and create something else.
Yeah, that's what I do. No.
Still not comfortable about talking about lovemaking, but anyways...
Well, anything can be made with love. Hopefully. Homes made with love. Lass, you're turning even redder than your hair there.
Shut up. Anyways, this is a really weird moment to ask this, but what do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah, what do you want?
I just want to be as I've always been, but I've come to recognise that even though I may be the same, the world's changing. More than just its usual cycle of seasons. It's changing in a grander way. And as much as I may wish for the same, it's going to change regardless. So I can either be an instrument in that change or allow it to happen and accept the consequences.
Does that have to do with that thing that Maggie cut, that beam of light?
It has a role to play in it, certainly. I'm not entirely sure of the details myself. I've always been a bit more of a doer rather than a knower.
Right?
But sometimes the world needs more doers.
Sorry. Sometimes she just says things and I wasn't even like... Anyways. I have to cut so many fucking giggles out of this episode.
The giggles stay.
Okay, anyways. What were you saying?
More of a doer than a knower. And the world seems to be in need of doers now more than ever. Well, I suppose I wanted to know enough to at least meet you mortals. And I thought there'd be more, but I don't know. Did Maggie eat some of you or something?
No. I mean, there was one more, but they needed to go. Like, they said that they helped us as much as they could and then left with other newts. It was really weird. I didn't expect to see other newts or other badgers. They all were changing form very quickly, and I was very confused.
In the same way the world changes on a grand scale, it never ceases to stop changing on a littler scale either. Especially with those little newts. They're so adorable. Everyone at home.
Really?
I named him. Newt.
That's a very good name.
Aye. I never get him confused with anything else, that's for sure.
Yeah, at least you don't have, like, a newt named,
Gingrich. Anyway.
He's a
real fantastic Grinch, name.
You know what I mean? Just a... Baby newt. Baby newt. And then it gets eaten because it's delicious in stews.
No!
That's right. I'd hate to monopolize too much of your time. After all, it seemed like Maggie had some plans for you, the talking we had.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, we've never been much of a united folk on this island. A little fractious, as some would say. Oh, I'd say that you'd be using too many big words at that point, but you know, that's their prerogative, damn it, again. But I think there may have been those that didn't take too kindly to the decrees. May not be listening very well. Probably best be getting back, lass.
All right.
Don't worry. We'll all be around in the forest.
Ooh. Nice to meet you.
As he thunders backwards into the forest.
He's trying to be stealthy, but it's very obvious you can see him pushing trees over.
I can still see you.
He's like,
you're good.
You're not like behind anything. You just went further into the forest.
You've actually made a path from your walking.
I have a -8 to hide. Shut up.
Actually, I think it's colossal. That would be ridiculous. And you guys had kind of been going down a path, not as large of a path as the one that had been traversed with Maggie, but a nice little grove with some moss, because wrestling mats are in short supply currently. They're not in season right now.
Oh, no.
They're still unripe.
Because you have to go to a wrestling mat tree.
Well, there's still those yellow and blue ones that the gym teacher always busted out that I think we would have been better slamming into the hardwood floor.
Yeah. 30 people in high schools and you still have those? Those aren't new. I'm sorry.
No. They weren't new when we had them. In the meantime.
So, would it be Smasha? Oh, Smasha's Nesrin. Hold on one sec. Oh, that's a zero.
On a scale of 1 to 20, how smart is Nesrin?
This is 11 but this is a zero modifier. But she's wise, so she'll know to trace her footsteps back.
Right. And you're still fairly close to it, so it's not particularly challenging.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can catch up with Osine and old Maggie, considering it takes them an age to get anywhere. Mostly old Maggie. Osine, if he wants to go anywhere.
Yeah, the pacing was very much Maggie's choice the last time. Yeah, you're able to start off down the path and pop onto the main path about the time that Sky and Dazernan are coming up the path as well.
Hi.
Oh, hey there. You seem out of breath.
Yeah, I wrestled someone.
Oh.
You're really red.
Yeah, I got embarrassed too.
Do people get embarrassed wrestling other people?
It depends on what you're... I'm not having this discussion again. Sky, can you explain to him how kids are made?
Wait, I don't even know that.
As the tree you're all standing next to, like, leaves are falling, and as you look up, you realize all the branches are shuddering in a silent laughter from this tree.
Do I hear them laughing?
So, yeah, you would hear, like, the...
Hey, shut up.
Insert tree laughter.
I love that trees laugh like crows.
But yeah, Desiree just looks up and like, hey, shut up, you. And I don't need that talk, okay?
Oh, good.
It just kind of keeps chattering for another minute or two before it eventually calms and quiets as you all continue going down the path. We cut over to the nice, quiet little rock that Osine and Maggie have been sitting at. And
Maggie. And then there was this one time I was chasing the dungaree boy up the tree, and he was real squirrely, but I threw rocks at him until he got down, mostly because I hit him in the head and he had to go crying home to mama. But then I was like,
oh well, so do most squirrels when you hit him.
Like, well to be fair, it was a boy, but also, I mean, to be fair, he was kind of a little girl about it. But then his dad hit me in the face and I was like, oh, that's probably bad. But then my mom actually stabbed him, and that was another entirely different occasion, but definitely did happen for sure.
Well, now that's lovely, darling.
And that's the story of why I throw rocks at things.
I don't remember asking, but I suppose that's all right. After all, I thought everyone just kind of like throwing rocks at things once in a while, but don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
Okay, it's not that much of a secret. I mean, he was kind of a coward. But anyway, let's go.
Oh, I wouldn't go telling other people that.
Oh, that's fair. He might come back. Oh, I didn't like when his dad punched me in the face. That was kind
of
sad.
Also, there's a lot of squirrels in the forest here.
Those fluffy little bastards are here.
Wait, now don't worry. They're rather well behaved, except for when they do like to throw things or steal your stuff or, you know, yell lots of awful things. But at least they're creative about it. I can always... Don't worry, lad. I wouldn't go telling around too many other squirrels here about it, at least. But either way, you should be all right in this place. You've made a decent impression so far. Although, we'll see how you all do on this next little leg of the journey.
I got my own problems and feelings about that, but I think I can keep them to myself. I think we had enough of that last episode. I think it's, you know, honestly, it's been about 4 or 5 minutes since, 20 minutes since, maybe we should just wait patiently and maybe they'll come out of the woods. And he sits bolt upright on the rock and just looks out into the woods because he has probably embarrassed himself a little bit.
Find rock to just chuck in their general direction.
Maggie just gives a little pat on the knee to a scene.
Just like a scene with a rock.
The rest of the party, Dazern and Nesrin and Skye, kind of coming up the path. And Skye, go ahead and make a... What are you aiming at?
Mostly just, I would think, just, the middle of, a scene's back. Not going for a headshot. So they'll be like, hey.
Oh. Yes. You know, we're friends, so I'm going to save the brain damage.
And just go straight for the
spine. Yeah, I was totally picturing her just coming up with a big-sized, rock, just sneaking up behind him and just bashing him.
Bam!
But I guess that's a little obscene for what's going on here.
It's just a prank, bro. Stop taking a nap.
Dude, stop bleeding out. You're really dragging the party down.
I'm going to need you to mop up this blood. It's on the forest floor.
go ahead and make a ranged attack roll for me. For you, it would be considered an improvised weapon.
I get a +2 to that. A natural 20.
Yeah, you managed to. You didn't grab a particularly large rock.
No, so just it's... a little pebble, but enough that I can make at least a hay.
And yeah, this hits Osine just square the small of the back, very noticeable. And it's like a wasp sting. It's not.
The squirrels are back. They're throwing things at me. Where are you?
Ooh, I'm a menacing squirrel.
Don't you joke with me. They're the eyes and the ears of the neck snapping bears.
Put that on a t-shirt.
And on the back it says something about breakneck bears.
Something about it.
That's the Neck Snapping Bears band. Look for an album coming out soon with their latest EP. Just Can't Stop Snapping Those Necks.
God. It's definitely a an electro swing band. Anyway. Yeah. Hi. Okay. Oh, hi. It's been he looks at his wrist. Almost five minutes now. Where you been?
Found some neat stuff.
Oh, like what? Did you find a new rock?
I tried, though I did hit you with one.
Well, I thought that was the squirrels. Never mind. Ooh. We're back. We're beyond it. We're beyond it. We're beyond it. It doesn't matter. We can let some jokes die.
It's a good thing that you've made your way back. After all, it's about time we be getting on. We don't have all day to be mucking about, and even though I get the feeling it's going to be a long one today, it still never hurts to have a wee bit of haste.
She hops off the rock and begins shuffling very slowly again.
Well, did y'all make some new friends? Well, except for you, Asine. We've been talking. I'd like to think you've made a new friend. Yourself, hopefully.
Oh, that's deep.
Aye, it is.
I don't know what to say about that other than, okay, maybe. I don't want to diminish our heartfelt talk or anything, but wow, yeah. Just, okay.
So, Maggie.
Aye.
You said it's going to be a long day.
Oh, well, depending on how it feels, but it's shaping up to be one.
That's good. I'm glad the sun's happy.
Oh, aye. It's all up there prancing around out and about.
I was talking to Dogda, and I'm definitely more of a doer than a thinker, but I'm working on being more of a thinker. What was I going to say?
Think it out.
Don't worry, you're still learning.
Oh, the light. The beam of light you cut. What was that?
Well, now that, for lack of a better term, you could call it a tad bit of symbolism, you might say. In doing so, you all were welcomed into our realm as, I suppose honored guests might be an original descriptor, but amongst the folks here, it's a little different. Ambassadors, perhaps a bit too much to say, considering you didn't get too much say in being here yourselves, but those, you know, with the destiny never do. So, can I really say it's almost like a ribbon around your necks, even if you're not overly able to see it. It's lets everyone know that you're supposed to be here, whether it's your first time or perhaps it's a bit of a return trip in some ways for you.
Return trip?
Oh, don't you worry about it, darling.
Scooting along.
Have you been here before?
No. I mean, not that I know of. I mean, most forests all look the same, but, no.
Asine points to Nesrin. So you know what she's talking about, right? And he looks pointedly over to Dazernin.
Oh.
right? And then he looks over to Sky, and you know what she's talking about. Back to Dazernan, right?
Why is he pointing at me?
Just making sure that we're all on the same page. I just think you're in a different book.
All right. I think he thinks you're weird.
I think he's talking about your ears.
Hey, it's not that point. He has pointed ears too.
Yeah, but also, weren't you the one who was having a flashback freakout? It happens with some of the seasoned warriors. They hear like a thwip of an arrow or a horse being bludgeoned to death, and they just get suddenly a flashback, and it's real bad. But it's real sudden too. You had one when we got here.
Oh yeah, he's right. You did. You kind of freaked out and had like, I guess the words deja vu.
Oh yeah, there's some people across some big water that say that.
Yeah, you don't know what it means.
They smell like old milk.
I read it in a fortune cookie once.
That just raises more questions.
What's a cookie?
Oh, it's a biscuit. Anyway,
what's a biscuit?
Either way, I'm putting gravy on it.
Why would you put gravy on a biscuit?
Biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, but that could be anywhere.
Okay, no, okay.
Yes?
You literally had a breakdown on the beach.
You did?
Oh, it was just a small one.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
You know...
Do you remember that time, like, 3 or 4 times now that you've just woken up screaming in the middle of the night?
Can't doesn't ring a bell.
All right.
His discern just shakes his head.
Maybe that was someone else.
Yeah.
I might be thinking of someone else. Maybe it was,
You?
No.
You might want to get that checked out if you're hearing screaming people.
Anyway.
I wake up crying in the middle of the night. That's different. Oh. I can keep it to myself.
I'm sorry I steal your blank.
Anyway, old Maggie, we're about to go do stuff for people.
Well, don't worry. I'm getting there. She's made it all of, like, 5 feet in the course of, you guys having this.
Maybe you could just point us in the right direction and you catch up later.
Well, if you're in such a hurry there, lad, perhaps we can arrange something.
I'm just not about to have a heart-to-heart with everyone again. I'd rather just do stuff. I have magic.
Do you want a piggyback ride?
Oh, that's a good idea. We can make you a saddle, a low shoulder saddle.
I can run through the forest, and you can tell me if I'm doing good or not, and we have a whole training montage.
She begins shuffling back to the rock.
I don't think that blow to my pride is necessary today.
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, don't worry. It's all right. You think I'm old and enfeeble and infirm.
No.
It's all right. Oh, I know. I see. You never call. You never write. You never come and visit. You always just want to get onto the adventure. I see how it is.
Aye, the only time we do is when we're kind of hard up for bartering goods.
Aye, you know, you never appreciate my biscuits and gravy anymore.
We ate your food. You're fey. And we ate your food. Sorry, I can't believe it took me that long to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, we definitely owe some sort of life debt.
Oh, we were so rude. We were just rude, too. We should just go home.
I'll be honest.
Nestron's like, let's just cut our losses and get out of here, guys.
I feel like that'd be a bit difficult to do.
Nestron, I appreciate the sentiment, but I don't think we have a choice.
So, like, there's a good destiny thing tied around our necks. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Also, I just realized, didn't we leave the McNarnons on the beach?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Bye. Are they alright?
Oh, they're probably dead, but anyway.
Oh, don't worry, they're doing fine. They're being taken care of. Well, since you don't seem to be particularly pleased with my walking pace, I have to tell you.
Well, I mean, I'm...
Shut up! Saint.
Okay.
Respect your elders.
I do suppose I could tell you that where we're going is just... I suppose it's only a bit further down the path, in all things considered. And at the end of the path, you'll find a... Well, I don't mean to be one to be overly judgmental of people's abodes, but, dungeon. It's very dungeony. I can even put chains on the walls. Don't know why you do that. That seems entirely useless. But there has been one of our number who has not taken too kindly to the decree. In fact, to the point of, openly refusing to follow it, and his situation on top of one of the ley lines of the area has been stifling it a bit. And, well, for now, nothing's been too affected. If it were to keep, well, it It's a bit like tying a string around your finger. You tie it too tight and nothing can go anywhere. And for a bit, well, nothing happens too much. Although, you all still have your fingers, don't you?
All right, hold on.
Everybody looks at their finger.
Hold on, let me count them really quick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
yep. 9. Wait, where's 10? Oh, wait, no, I miscounted.
Well,
7.5. That's a good number, right?
Sure.
Cool.
You always wear special, lad.
No, see, I want it. No, I need it to be known. Asin does have all 10 fingers. He's perfectly normal in that regard.
What's a ley line?
Well, that would be the flow of the magic through the land.
That makes more sense than what I was going to say.
Well, now I'm curious, lad.
No, don't get him started.
You draw a line in the sand in your hut, and then you're like, all right, this is my side of the hut, that's your side of the hut. But then sometimes you want to lay it, so you lay the line, you know? And you know, you can be like, oh, okay, well, I need to be over here because that's where the kitchen is, or all that stuff. But for the most part, you lay the line and like, bam, just split the hut in half. No more quabbling about whose side of the hut is whose.
But can you lay on the line?
Well, sometimes. That kind of smudges the line, though. You gotta do it again in the morning, make sure it's all up and good.
I like the other definition of it. That this one's a bit more complex for me.
yes, magic. That makes so much sense.
It's not often that the inexplainable source of magic in a land is less confusing than whatever that was, but... Let me tell you, Hossein Sanasherchi, you really are a unique individual. Don't ever stop being that.
Finger guns. Hossein cannon finger guns. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, that was cool. I might start using it more.
Well, I suppose if we go back to the finger, it's a bit like the blood running through your finger.
Mm-hmm.
It's there underneath and, well, if you do it right, you never see it. And it stays underneath, but, you know, life gets a little complicated sometimes. And... Right now, there's a string tied around it, and if it stays there for too long, the whole damn finger falls off.
And then there's no more magic.
And that, it might have other larger repercussions than just the lack of magic around, but that's getting a little complicated. You're not quite ready for that yet.
So what do you suggest we do to get the string off the finger then?
Well, in this case, the string is actually a particularly nasty one of our folks. Although I suppose he's... not really amongst our number anymore, take. And his actions are in direct disagreement with the council, but he's all independent.
Aye, you know, you're right. I don't know. Wait.
Wait, so we just need to go there and convince him?
If you find yourself diplomatic enough to do so, that would probably be for the best. But we are no strangers to the necessities of life and hence death. Sometimes. And, well, as I'm sure you'll discover, death is a bit different for us as the Fae. Yeah, I have a habit of not staying that way. But that might be changing with everything. But, again, that's a bit above your heads for now. Don't worry, you'll be climbing up in the trees and the clouds soon enough. Well, hopefully not. You're going into a dungeon now, but...
Alright. So, who's in the dungeon?
Well, it's the particularly nasty lad. Fagger.
Say that again, I'm sorry. Your accent's really thick.
I suppose we can pronounce it differently. We'll pronounce it Fagar.
F-A-Y-G-E-R.
I thought she said Frogger and I got really excited. That's when you try to skip you go to the pond, everyone grabs a frog, and then you try to skip it across the pond, and the first one who gets it all the way across wins.
You thought it was the race between them. Did you pick yours and then whoever's got to cross?
Oh yeah, and then there's always the kids like throwing sticks and stuff trying to get in your way.
Poor frog.
Hi, they always bounce back.
Or you eat them. You ever had frog?
Oh, the same people across some water who say déjà vu do that.
What?
Déjà vu.
The French.
I still can't. The French.
I'm just going to say this as Evan directly to Casey. The French.
I know.
Making sure.
Just making sure everybody's on the same page.
I just like to imagine that France just exists normally here.
Anyway. Yes, he is a particularly nasty one. He's never been, very cordial at parties and the like, always. Well, it's a bit indecisive when it comes to it, but he's always taken a liking to a bit of an inspiration from our friend. It's, my convenient little taxi service.
Or
bailiff bastard, depending on your perspective.
Oh, the wet noodle!
Yes, Yes, forgot about the good old wet noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a bit of inspiration from him, perhaps, as he has enjoyed taking on the aspect of a large serpent sometimes in the past. Although, I wouldn't be fooled if... Or, I would try to not be fooled if, given the option. It's one of those, when you get fooled, what are you going to do? But...
Maggie, So, this guy, this Fhaegar guy, so he's in this dungeon... Right?
Aye.
Aye. And you're... Let me just put this out there. Are you wanting us to go in there and then possibly beat him up until we kill him? Because that does seem like our wheelhouse. Like, I've done the tally of, like, how many people we've helped versus how many people we've killed. It's not looking good in our favor.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, I wanted to double check that myself.
I kind of wanted to dig myself out of that hole.
Well, how you go about it is really up to you. All I'm saying is, in this action, something has to change. And right now that change is, the ley line has to be restored. In whatever way that may happen, it will happen.
Otherwise we're not going to know whose side of the hut is whose.
Indeed.
I got it.
I believe that you're all relatively prepared to take this step forward. After all, hopefully you've been learning in your time here. Nisrin, I'm sure. Your interactions with the doctor were very enlightening.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm really good at fighting now.
Oh. Hey, why are you so red, girl?
I don't want to talk about it.
Doctor. Did you wrestle with a dog?
No. He's actually maybe like half your creator. I wrestled with a god.
Oi, Desernin, wait. Didn't you say you didn't know who your dad was? Because...
No, I didn't know my mother.
Oh, you don't know who your mother was. You're the other kind of... I'm that bastard. You're the other bastard.
That one.
Got it.
You're all bastards.
Well, I mean, pretty much like... More than half the party. I don't know who my dad is. Sky, you're the only one who knows who your parents are.
It just reinforces that you are the only normal character in this entire...
Your backstory is so simple.
Also, to the person who definitely hit a goblin with a frying pan so hard it exploded. And I'm definitely the normal one.
Hey, that was pretty cool, right?
Aye, but that does count against us in the long run. That is 1 point against. Anyway.
Points against me.
What I really learned was that you have to pick your battles. Like, I'm not going to wrestle a giant serpent. That'd be just stupid.
Well, we kind of learned that. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to learn that. You know, I mean, or you don't have to be, like, in the Feywilds to know that. I mean, obviously, I'm not smart, so it's fine.
Well, yeah, but I tried to stab the serpent with a spear that...
I threw a rock at it.
I shot an arrow at it.
Maggie, again, are you sure you want us to do this?
Well, you're doing your best job of convincing me otherwise, but I still remain steadfast for the time being.
So I'm thinking maybe diplomacy is the best course of action here.
That's my favorite dinosaur.
And, Osee, Nova, we've had a bit of our own revelations, haven't we?
Aye.
It's my least favorite book. Get him back, okay? Sorry, I'll shut up now.
Well, you're fine, lass.
Aye, yeah, we've come to some revelations, old Maggie, and you're right. I know you always say you're right, but I'm like, you know, now you're right.
You're double right. Sky, I think the lesson today has been a bit of an abrupt one for you.
Or has something happened?
Nope. It sounded like something happened.
Yeah, I don't think she's telling the truth.
She didn't find any rocks.
Yeah, I didn't find any rocks. I found a really cool crab that was in a shell, though.
So not everything is what it seems. A rock is a crab.
And sometimes a crab might just be a rock.
No!
I know what happens.
Aye, but what about the rock lobsters?
Rock lobsters!
Those are almost as dangerous as neck-snapping bears.
They always travel in groups of 52.
I heard about them from the 52 bees. They're actually a bunch of bards. There's 52 bards, and they call them the B-52s.
Well, I thought you were just talking about like a hive.
Maybe your husband's with them. Maybe he's the 53rd bee.
Aye, that would make him the Joker, right?
What?
I was associating numbers in my head and I didn't say I was counting cards. All right.
Well, nonetheless, you've learned something out of it. And I think perhaps in the future, you'll be a bit more wise in your interactions with, well, especially us folk, but all folk in general. And I'm feeling I've been a little disappointed by something so far.
What?
Oh, girl, it'd be less obvious across your face if someone were to throw mud at you. you have to remember that wanting something's not enough sometimes. It takes intense focus and will to get what you want.
She gives you a little knowing wink.
But I don't know Will, so I guess I can't.
Ah, and discerning. I'm sure whatever I'd have to tell you would pale in comparison to whatever Cara Brimbos has to tell you.
And as you turn around, Cara Brimbos is like right behind you again. It is kind of disturbing how sneaky he is, considering, like, yeah, he's a good, like, 4 feet taller than you.
Yeah, Sky could just, like, walk under Cara Brimbos almost.
Stuck.
I'm sure I did learn something. Jesus! Would you stop sneaking up on me like that?
No. I find it enjoyable.
Asina's clapping.
I don't. How do you get by so quietly like that? You're so big.
The prey should be just as sneaky as the hunter. Also, I am just very sneaky in general. But, nonetheless, I have been impressed by your skills so far. I did notice that in your encounter with the beast, you did receive a wounding of your own, and it seems only appropriate that...
Oh, it's just a scratch.
Fine, I'm gonna keep it out.
No. Accept that gift.
Okay, I'll accept your gift.
It's kind of a wry smile. You feel there may have been a little sarcasm in there.
From the hide of... the boar you've slain, because I'm just really good at this shit and did it really fast. I've crafted you.
You maxed out my crafting.
Why are you so sneaky? I'm min-maxy as fuck.
Oh, shit.
We could say I am the DM's character.
With the hide of the boar, I have crafted you the set of bracers.
He will hand you, and yeah, it's a set of bracers for your arms, and
you will find in these the resilience of the creature, and you should be better for it. It's perhaps a lesson in how you may always learn from something.
Of course.
That boar had been old.
Seen many things, I imagine.
Yes, but in that same time, it also left no room for the other boars to grow as well. It was suffering from success, called a DJ Khalid.
So what you're telling me is that the boar played himself?
Yeah. See how even though there was nothing evil about this creature, it still had to die.
For everything else to continue.
Indeed.
I understand, yes.
Intentions are a tricky thing, but we should not make assumptions on it.
Of course.
You have now gained a set of boar's bracers. They confer to you the favored terrain brambles, so you gain that in addition to the moors.
Oh.
Yeah, upon putting them on, it's odd. You almost have the feeling of, yeah, being this large thing kind of... moving through the underbrush with them. Extra pig noises for fun.
Dash.
What?
You're snorting like a pig.
Sorry.
It's all
force
right.
Of habit. Looks now at the bracers. Did I get bigger, by the way?
Please don't turn into another animal. I can't handle that right now.
I don't think I could, nor do I want to.
Okay, good.
And, Sky, in your experiences, you've gained a +2 to any insight rolls regarding the Fae.
Yay!
Nice.
A bit of natural suspicion.
Damn fairies or pixies or whatever.
Well, now the sun ain't going anywhere in a hurry, but it still wouldn't be unwise to make some haste down the path. Don't worry, it's right down there, you can't miss it. I have a sneaking suspicion that Fager won't be particularly eager for guests. After all, his actions so far have spoken of just short of open hostility. So I would suspect that there will be obstacles in the way for you. And, well, if it all gets to be too much, although I suspect that between your resourcefulness and, well, cooperation. Yay! You will be able to overcome what's ahead. But if it ever seems like it's too bleak and you're unable to do it, well...
plucks a blade of grass from the forest floor.
Give a whistle, and help always has a way of finding its way to you when you ask. Nicely.
What?
But keep this in mind as you take the grass, put it in his pocket.
And yeah, this seems to be just a completely normal blade of grass. And for whatever reason, if people at home have never done this, which I suppose is entirely valid. If you take a blade of grass and stick it between your thumbs, both of them together, and blow through it, you can use the grass to make like a nice little whistling sound.
And it has a 55% chance of making the other Pokemon fall asleep.
This is true as well.
Maggie,
Hi.
I know I would get really cranky when people would come visit me when I didn't want them to come visit me. I would get less cranky if people would bring me, like, a snack. What's his favorite snack?
Well, I can't rightly say, not knowing him very well, but I suppose anything of... Well, if it's made with love, usually it tastes good, right?
Yeah.
So you always have that option.
All right. Okay. Sky, I'll be talking to you later.
At this point, old Maggie's chin's kind of sinking to her chest.
It does seem to be about time for an afternoon nap.
All right, well, we should be on our way then.
Yeah, okay.
Zernan will begin walking towards the direction.
You fall off a cliff. No.
Dang it!
And the super pixie's like, hey, chickens!
I didn't even see it or anything.
Oh, that's why it's funny! So, Ben, DM, yes. And player question. So, Asin has a cantrip called Mold Earth. Could he do that to, like, trace a line in a stone to, like, make a little drawing? Like a rune? And that's how it's powered?
In, what like, size stone are you talking?
They're typically just, like, less than palm-sized.
I would say, yeah, for most rocks you would just find laying around.
Yeah.
I would say, yes, you would be able to use Shape Earth as a...
In that case, on the way to this guy, he's going to find a decent looking rock from the forest bed and pick it up and start kind of tracing little lines like a worry stone almost in this rock. He's going to use Mold Earth to do it.
A bow.
Stone kind of moves under your fingers, a lot like wet clay.
Yeah.
You're able to kind of move it around as you carve your little motif.
Oh, line too thick. Got to go over it again. Just control Z.
So... Do we want to try to do the talking or the fighting?
Well, we should try one first. You only get one chance with the fighting
part. Aye, and you only get one chance with the talking part too?
Yeah, and if it doesn't go well, it just leads into fighting, so.
Probably that one first then. I'm not going to go first, because I feel like then we'd probably get to fighting a lot sooner, because he'd probably say something bad about me mother.
You can't do that.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not good with the talking parts.
Sky, you're normal. You're not threatening.
Surely you could talk to him.
Are you kidding me? She's very threatening.
Yeah, but not looking at her.
Have you seen her with that frying pan? Damn.
I mean, I can do a lot of talking, that's fine. Be ready to fight for your lives, and possibly run for them too.
We'll tag team.
Oh, wait, right, Nesrin, maybe you should lead this one.
Yeah, Nesrin does the talking.
I'll try, so that way I don't get mad halfway through the fighting again, and yeah.
When you do get mad, you do be really good at fighting, though.
Really?
You do.
Oh, yeah, but people don't like it when I get mad.
Well, I mean, if it's in appropriate settings, then yeah. But if we're fighting for our lives, then it could be very helpful.
So I'm allowed to get mad?
Yes.
Find a way to channel your anger.
If we're in a situation where we need to fight to survive, then get mad.
All
if we're in danger, get mad.
Okay.
Life advice right there. Whenever you're in danger, just get mad. I don't care about what, like, you're getting eaten by a bear. Get mad at that bear. Don't take our life advice. We're terrible life coaches.
Yeah, we play D&D.
So we're probably the best because we go through all these scenarios, right?
Yeah, but we neglect to mention that in reality, we'd all have stats of probably, like, 10 across the board. So, you know.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll straight down the path, huh?
We shouldn't miss it, apparently.
Aye, apparently there are, like, chains or something.
I look for chains. And also, probably, she said it was a dungeon-like.
So it's underground.
Could look out for whips and,
Oh, I heard sometimes there are these things called dragons. Do you think that's going to be in there?
No.
No.
There's going to be no dragons in that dungeon? Worry. Okay.
It only...
I was worried about dungeons, but I don't want to worry about dungeons and dragons.
Right, yeah, we don't want that.
My father told me about dragons. They seem very greedy. They just sit on a whole bunch of, like, shiny stuff.
Let's go!
And as Nesrin is like, all right, come on, follow me! You guys realize that in front of you is a large mound of earth. And this is what would be recognizable as a large barrow, which is a mound of earth. Usually it's constructed out of stone or something like that versus something, like, just dug into the earth that is... Usually a tomb, but usually there's like a stone door frame set in somewhere that is the entrance of the barrow. That is where you guys find yourselves currently. It looks as if at some point there had been stone pillars lining the path leading up to this, about six or so, but four of the six have fallen down in different directions. And
two of them have kind of fallen to
form this little V area, and it looks like the perfect spot to set up whatever kind of temporary little camp you guys do before you delve into this place. As looking into the door frame, it is open, but it's oddly dark. You're unable to see anything past the first several feet, which just reveal dark gray stone that has some craftsmanship to it, but it's like if a brick could be malevolent. Malevolent brick, band name coming out next week.
Nesrin grabs a rock off the ground and says, Leomba, and throws it in. Oh, it didn't work.
No, that's a dungeon.
She said there was magic here.
Yeah, this rock just clack, 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 clack.
Maybe you don't know how to use it properly.
Shh.
I don't know either. I don't know how to use it either.
Asin is going to find a rock, and he is going to very quietly whisper Ulyomba and cover it entirely. He's going to hold his fist out to Nesrin. Here, say the words now.
Okay, it's Leomba.
And then he tosses it, and from his outstretched hand, a light rock throws itself into the distance.
I did it! I did magic!
Nesrin is so pleased with herself.
Good job.
Thank you.
It's a very similar clattering sound as it goes across the stones. And it does illuminate some of this darkness. But whereas before, the rocks had been very bright, just lit up the room. This one is, it's odd, it seems dimmer. It's kind of like, you know, if you smother a fire enough. You know, there's still that kind of light, but it's much dimmer. Yeah, you all have not quite a feeling of dread, but certainly of ominousness as it settles over you. Unless you all have anything in particular you would like to do outside of this door. Sina would like to hear your picture.
He holds out his little rock, and it's got like a petroglyph-style animal carving of a little goat.
Aww.
Do you think you'd like one of these?
Maybe.
That's really good.
It's like a trapezoid with some legs. Like a little triangle head and two lines for horns.
I love it.
Oh well, that's what I got. Maybe we open with this and see what happens.
Sounds good as a plan as any.
We'll build up from there.
I'll go find some like berries or something. I don't know, Sky, maybe we can cook something before we go in since we're staying out. If you want.
Okay.
Yes, you want to go hunting?
Sure, let's go hunting.
Let's go hunting.
I make sure it's dead completely before you bring it back.
Oh, of course.
Just in case, I don't want to talk to anything.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
We'll make sure of that. Don't worry.
Now I'm just imagining Dazernan like coming back with a satyr that has an arrow sticking out of his leg.
And it's just like, I'm not dead, you idiot!
I found this little scrap, ready to cook him up?
Oh!
But yeah, so the scene will end as Osine puts the last bit of details on his rock, so Sky begins unpacking some of her cooking utensils and setting up a little spot in this crux of these fallen pillars as Dazernan sets off into the woods with a determined look in his eye. He's gonna get that meat. And Nesrin begins foraging in the nearby area, looking for really kind of any goodies. The dark shadow of the barrow looms over all of them.
Places, buildings, and products are not intended or historically accurate or should be inferred.